podcast. I got another Ontario Bigfoot story here. Once I get done with Ontario, I'm going to move on to probably Manitoba or Quebec. Right now, I'm going to finish up with what I have here with Ontario for now. I got probably about 100 stories here. So, this one here takes place in 1992, fall, October 4th. It's 100 miles west of Cochrane, Ontario. So, let's get on with the story. The story goes like this. So, location details. Highway 11 north of North Bay, then to Trans-Canada Highway to Cochrane, then west about 100 miles. Nearest town's Cochrane. Nearest road was a Trans-Canada. It says, first, I have never told anyone about this sighting until this year. I was working for Durham Region Police, and I have since 1979. I was going moose hunting with my friends, was driving, and we had been on the road about 9-10 hours going to Inglis, Ontario. I assume I spelled that right, but if not, please forgive me. We were about 100 miles west of Cochrane, Ontario, on the Trans-Canada. This area was bush cut. Some 30, 40 yards on each side of the road when I noticed an animal coming out of the north side of the ditch area and run across the two-lane highway. We were about 100 yards away, and it was moving up fast as we were driving, about 65, 70 clicks an hour. So 100 to 115 kilometers an hour. This animal ran across the road on two legs, and we're about 20 yards away by the time it crossed the road. My friend turned to me and said, "What the hell was that?" I said, "Don't you know that's a Sasquatch, a Bigfoot?" He turned to me and said, "It was not. I'm not going to have people call me nuts." So I said, "Okay, what was it?" He said, "A man in a fursuit." We argued about this for a few minutes, even though we were at about 100 miles away from the nearest town. We never said any other thing about it until this year. And he still says he never seen anything. Now, let me describe this animal. It was about 6-7 feet tall, very long, muscular arms that went down to its knees. It was all covered in fur that reminds me of a moose hair. It did turn to look at the truck as we were driving, a Chevy 4x4. It looked like it was tall or a little bit taller than the cab of the truck. It only took 5 to 6 steps to cross the two-lane highway and down into the ditch when we were passing. This was at night between 7 and 10 p.m. Witnesses, two friends, however, my friends still say he saw nothing as he does not want to be called nuts. Said between 7 and 9, cold and crisp, about 37 degrees. The environment is northern Ontario. It's all pine forest, cedar, evergreens. This area was, as far as I could tell, at night, fairly flat in the area. So, there's one there from Cochrane. And we'll get on to the other ones as soon as I can. My time is limited on the podcast, so I try to put in as much time as I can and put as many stories as I can. So, till then, thanks for the talk, and if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice.